Rashi tells us that the reason why Parshas Chayei Sarah is next to the Akedah is because when Sarah heard about the Akedah, she died. You might come to think that the Akedah is what killed her, and really she should have lived a much longer life. Therefore, the Torah tells us specifically, Shinei Chayei Sarah, these are the years of Sarah. Sarah was supposed to live until 127 years. She wasn't supposed to live more, she wasn't supposed to live less, and therefore, the year she was given was the year she was going to live, and then she passed away this time, and nothing was going to change that. And that's what the Satan tries to do. He tries to fool people, and that's what we say. Remove the Satan from in front of us, wherever we're going. We don't want to have anything to do with the Satan. But what do you mean, from behind us? What does that mean? The pshat is that the Satan wants us to think that happened in our past and try to convince us to have charata from our ma'asim tovim. V'hasar Satan melfaneinu me'achareinu, move the Satan from behind us and in front of us. Therefore, we understand Avram came to eulogize and to cry for her, lufkosa, with a small chaf. You know why a small chaf? Because he cried a little less, because he understood that this was the proper time for her, because a person's going to die when they're supposed to, because everything that Hashem does for us is ultimately for our best. Have an awesome Shabbos.